outlining a strategy for a pandemic flu outbreak. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. President Bush announced yesterday a three-point strategy to help prevent and control a pandemic against the avian flu. USDA's Brenda Curtis has more.
A pandemic can continue spreading destruction in repeated waves that can last for a year or more.
President Bush, in a speech to the employees of the National Institutes of Health about what could happen if an avian influenza global epidemic, also called pandemic, would occur. The president is requesting $7.1 billion from Congress to implement his three-part strategy.
First, we must detect outbreaks that occur anywhere in the world. Second, we must protect the American people by stockpiling vaccines and antiviral drugs. And third, we must be ready to respond at the federal, state, and local levels in the event that a pandemic reaches our shores.
USDA's areas of response would include disease surveillance, enhanced biosecurity on poultry farms, control of movement of birds and products that might contain the virus, and encouraging industry practices that reduce the risk of the avian influenza. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
Now, the president's biosurveillance initiative will work to help each state with a preparedness plan so that they can complete and exercise that plan before a pandemic strikes.
This initiative will help us rapidly detect, quantify, and respond to outbreaks of disease in humans and animals, and deliver information quickly to state and local and national and international public health officials. By creating systems that provide continuous situational awareness, we're more likely to be able to stop, slow, or limit the spread of the pandemic and save American lives.
Now, the avian flu is now spreading through bird populations across Asia and recently has reached into Europe. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.